With work on the I-74 Murray Baker Bridge complete, the Illinois Department of Transportation is focusing its attention on a new span 3 miles northeast. Kristen McHugh has more.
The hallmark of the $167 million project is a new eastbound U.S. Route 150 bridge to usher traffic across the Illinois River from Peoria to East Peoria. Ceremoniously announced by former Governor Bruce Rauner in 2018, work began last year. Nick Volk is an Illinois Department of Transportation construction engineer.
Right now, we are in really our second main year of construction. The most noticeable thing people have seen out there is the temporary trestle. That's what looks to be the new bridge. It's not the new bridge. It's considerably lower. And that's just to facilitate the contractor's access in order to build the piers and to complete the remaining portions of the bridge after that.
Volk says the current 70-year-old span is nearing the end of its usable life. The new structure requires 22 piers. He says two additional piers are necessary to connect northbound Route 29 to U.S. Route 150.
We are mostly focused on the Peoria side right now, building the piers, and we have one of them complete with three other ones being worked on a given day. We have two other ones that are being worked on where we're putting the foundation units in, the drilled shafts, the piling, that sort of work.
The current eastbound McCluggage span won't come down until the new bridge is open. But Volk says motorists will see new traffic configurations in the coming weeks. The biggest involves the current Route 29 ramp to McCluggage from the Peoria side. It will shutter and eventually be torn down. A detour will utilize the current southbound ramp. Volk says this construction phase will likely begin in April.
What we're going to do when that happens is that traffic will actually use the stoplight right there and will turn as a normal left turn with an arrow and go up the ramp that the current southbound traffic uses. I think everybody remembers the nightmares that are present when we take US 150 and that ramp traffic and put it all down to one lane. So what was decided to happen was that eastbound US 150 will go down to one lane. And the ramp, because we're doubling the amount of traffic on it, it will be a free flow on. So there'll be no stop sign up there. Eastbound 150 will have its own lane, and then the ramp traffic will have its own lane. And that will not change until the new bridge is open.
While the new three-lane McCluggage span is the centerpiece of the project, Volk says IDOT is also taking the opportunity to improve traffic flow on both sides of the bridge.
We're also redoing the bridge along eastbound 150 over Illinois 29. That's the partially completed bridge that's sort of sitting out in space right now, waiting for the large bridge to be completed. And we're doing some ramp reconfiguration over in East Peoria. So it'd be the exit ramp from eastbound 150 to Illinois 116. I'll call that southbound going toward East Peoria. Ultimately, that ramp, the stop sign goes away, and that ramp traffic gets a free flow lane all the way down to almost Centennial to merge into traffic.
Volk says the new bridge is, quote, state of the art with three lanes of traffic and wide shoulders. A multi-use path will allow for pedestrian and bike access. Volk says the McCluggage Bridge project completion is slated for the end of next year, with cars possibly driving on the new span in early 2023. But,
and I will throw a big asterisk at that because the river level has so much to do with our ability to work. So should we get flooded, you know, similar to what we had last year, it will delay a lot of the work.
The latest National Weather Service spring flood outlook through the end of May says there's a 63% chance the Illinois River will top Peoria's 18-foot flood stage, although no major flooding is forecast. Still, Volk says construction crews are prepared for the worst.
Their temporary trestle is built above the record high flood stage. So if they can find any way to work in high water, they intend to.
To learn more about the new span and monitor progress via webcam, visit McCluggageBridge.com. I'm Kristen McHugh.
For more information on the upcoming bridge project, go to WCBU.org.